Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, presented transcribed by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with a welcome from the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. You know us by the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. But another and better identification is that we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. One of the most famous of these products is Rexall Milk of Magnesia. So pure and mild in its ingredients, so carefully manufactured to a light, creamy smoothness, that it's become one of America's most popular antacid laxatives. Quality like that of Rexall Milk of Magnesia is what we family druggists are talking about when we tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. The road company of the Broadway hit South Pacific is now playing in Los Angeles. The Harrises, like so many of us, have waited months to see the play, and they've finally gotten tickets for tonight's performance.
How many tickets you getting, Curly?
Six. That's for Alice and me, you and your girl, and Sammy the drummer and his girl. Willie's downtown picking them up now.
Hey, you know, Phil, we were very lucky to get seats for South Pacific. They're awfully hard to get.
Not for me, honey. You don't seem to realize that I'm a big man. All I did was call the box office and say, this is Phil Harris. I'd like six tickets.
And what did they say?
Let's see the color of Alice Faye's money, and you got them.
It's a mean thing to say. I didn't send any of Alice's money. I sent them my own personal check, and Alice had nothing to do with it, except sign it.
Oh, I can't wait to see the play. I love the theater.
I too. There ain't nothing like the legament stage.
Since when do you like the stage so much?
Well, I've been in it all my life. My mother and father were vaudevillians. I was born in a suitcase.
A suitcase?
Daddy had a bad act. He couldn't afford a trunk. Oh, but if there's one thing I know, it's the theater. You see, I've seen every play that's ever been produced. I know the plot and the music of every one of them.
Well, what's the plot of South Pacific, Phil?
Oh, it's about an Irish family and a Jewish family that live next door to each other. Now, the Jewish boy named Abe marries the Irish girl named Rose.
And in a year or two, they have a streetcar named Desire.
Yeah. You're a little wrong, Francis. That's the counterpart. Yeah. Look, by the way, Frankie, what girl are you going to take to show tonight?
My latest heartthrob.
Oh? What's her name?
Tondaleo Schwartzkopf?
Tondaleo Schwartzkopf?
Sexy, ain't it?
Yeah.
What kind of a name is that?
She's an island girl. Sort of a half-breed.
Yeah, half girl and half mountain goat.
All right, never mind the wisecracks. Tondi happens to be a very lovely girl. Got long black hair, beautiful eyes, the most sensational teeth I've ever seen. Her teeth are like, well, I can't describe them. Remind me at the show tonight to have her take them out and show them to me.
Okay, and in case our seats aren't together, I'll have the usher bring them over to me.
Oh, Phil, please.
Well, I'll wait till the house lights go out. Not going to embarrass her. All I need is the usher's flashlight.
All right.
I'd love to see him.
All right. You don't have to take me seriously. Tondi's a very pretty girl, and she has a lovely figure. If you don't believe me, ask your boss, Mr. Scott.
Oh, how would Mr. Scott know her?
I took Schwartzy dancing last night, and Scotty and his wife were there. He couldn't take his eyes off my girl. He kept looking at her.
Oh, hold it a minute. Come in. Hey, look who's here. Hiya, Mr. Scott.
Hello, Harris.
Nice to see you, Mr. Scott.
How do you do, Mrs. Harris? I came over to...
Hiya, Scotty.
Oh, nuts. Hello, Remley.
Say, Scotty, did you see me dancing last night?
Yeah. Tell me, Remley, do you always dance with your guitar case?
That was my girl. Guitar case indeed. Makes fun of her just because she happens to have a long neck.
That was the clumsiest exhibition of dancing I have ever seen.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Scott. Remley may have a few faults, but he is an excellent dancer.
Thank you, Curly.
Well, I remember years ago he won a cup for the turkey trot. Of course, he was dancing with a turkey at the time.
I take my thank you back.
By the way, where do you find these weird creatures that you go out with?
You just don't appreciate real feminine beauty. I like my women dainty and petite with classical features. You got to admit the Thompson triplets down the street are stunning. And I was engaged to one of them for 3 years.
Oh, which one?
The one that looks like Lincoln.
Gee, I wish I was lucky enough to have married a girl that looked like one of our presidents. By the way, Remley, what politician does Tondaleo look like?
Oh, wait a minute. Tondaleo is very attractive. Isn't she, Scotty?
If you go in for that sort of thing. She wouldn't be too bad if it wasn't for her receding chin.
She don't have a receding chin. Just looks that way because she has a protruding face.
Remley, I think I've heard as much about your girlfriend as my weak stomach can stand. Now, Harris, you can do me a great favor.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Scott. Anything at all. Your very wish is my command. Express your slightest desire, and I will leave no stone unturned to fulfill it. What do you want, Mr. Scott? Just name it, and you've got it.
I want 2 tickets for South Pacific.
What's the matter? You crazy or something? Can't get no tickets to South Pacific.
But you just said you'd get me anything I want.
Well, I will within reason. Take a quart of my blood. How about one of my children? I'll give you a kneecap. Can you use a left eardrum? I got a broken putter.
Harris.
What do you want?
I thought sure you could get it for me. You're in show business. You've been in it all your life. You told me yourself you were born in a briefcase.
That suitcase.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd give anything if my wife and I could see that show. If I only knew somebody who had 2 tickets.
I got 2 tickets.
Have you, Remley? You know, my boy, I've always admired you.
If I gave you my tickets, you and your wife could go instead of me and my girl.
Would you, Remley?
No. Why should I give up my
tickets? All right, wait a minute, Scotty. I got an idea. Willie went down to pick up 6 tickets for us for tonight's performance, and you can have 2 of them.
Harris, do you mean that?
Certainly I do. You and Mrs. Scott, you just meet us down at the box office tonight at 8 o'clock, and you're in like a Staten Island ferry boat.
Oh, Harris, thank you very much. I'll never forget this. Oh, you're a dove.
Shouldn't have done that. Whose tickets are you going to give him?
Sammy's the drummer. What's the difference? It's more important that I take my boss and his wife. Besides, Sammy won't appreciate the music in South Pacific anyway. He don't like nothing that don't sound like rag mop.
Oh, they do have beautiful music in South Pacific. Songs like Some Enchanted Evening, Folly High, and this one is my favorite.
Step over here.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a convention. conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you'll note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as bright and as gay as a daisy in May, cliche coming through. I'm bromidic and bright as the moon, happy night pouring light on the dew.
She's as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July.
If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
She's as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. She's bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, honey.
Phil, I have bad news. Willie just dropped the tickets off, and all he could get was 4. That's all they had left.
Oh, no. Now, what am I going to tell Scotty? I promised him Sammy's tickets, but all I got now is tickets for you and me, and Frankie and his... Frankie. Frankie.
Yeah?
I want to talk to you, Francis.
Drop dead, Wonga.
Frankie, you have to help us out. Here's our problem. We have 4 tickets, and 6 people want to go. Now, if 2 don't go, our problem is solved.
Yeah, I figured. I got the solution, Alice. Why don't you and Mrs. Scott go to the YW for a swim? Now, that way, Curly, Scott, me, and Tondaleo can go.
Yeah, we'll make it a stag party.
Never mind, I'm going. Phil, why don't you try a ticket speculator for the 2 extra seats?
Hey, that's my little woman that suggested that. Our oldest girl looks like her. Oh, you're wonderful, honey. I happen to know a ticket speculator, too. Come on, Remley. Let's try it. Let's go get those tickets.
Yeah. Hey, you know this ticket speculator very well, Curly?
Nah. I met him once or twice, but what difference? If I turn on that Harris personality, I'll wheedle a couple of tickets out of him. I know how to handle men.
Hmm?
Watch this.
Wait a minute. There isn't a man behind that ticket window. It's a dame.
A dame? Happens to be my business. Hey, this is going to be too easy. I'll lay a smile on her, and when she sees my dimple, I'll get the first 10 rows New Yorkers. Stand back, Remley, and take a lesson from the old master himself. I'm about to go to work.
Yeah.
Why, hello there, you great big luscious lump of lady. You're just my type. Beautiful.
You got indigestion, maybe?
Curly, you want to quit now or you want to try for the balcony?
All right. The girl didn't happen to be looking. I'll get her this time. Say, baby face.
What do you want already?
Well, gee, I've forgotten. Just seeing you sitting there behind that window, you look like a picture in its frame. You remind me of the Mona Lisa. And, darling, when you look at me, it's hard for me to collect my thoughts. And, well, it's so out of place seeing a girl like you behind a ticket counter. You should be a model.
A model, he says. Everybody tells me I got a shape like a wet towel, and he wants me to be a model. Look, I'm busy. What do you want?
Honey, I want 2 tickets for South Pacific.
I don't blame you. It's a great show, and you shouldn't miss it. But you're gonna. Look, I ain't gonna. got tickets for South Pacific, but I got some for a better show than that.
Oh, what show?
The La Brea Tar Pit Follies of 1950.
The La Brea Tar Pit Follies? Who's starring in that?
Tonda Leo Schwarzkopf.
Mikey, your girl works in the tar pits.
No wonder her kisses are so sticky. Hey, look, miss. If you'll give me 2 tickets to South Pacific, I'll do something for you. I'll take you out on a date some night. How about it?
I'm sorry, I couldn't go out with you.
Why not?
Before I go out with a man, I gotta respect him.
So?
So I got no respect for a guy who'd go out with a girl like me.
Randy, we ain't getting no place here. Let's get out of here. So long, Liz. Thank you.
Well, what do we do now, Curly? It's getting late.
Ah, don't worry about it. There's a lot of other speculators in town. We'll make the rounds. Hey, Renly.
Huh?
I'm dying to see that South Pacific, man. Like that Alice said, that music is great.
Some enchanted evening, you may meet a stranger.
Curly.
You may meet a stranger across the corridor.
That ain't your type of song.
I could do it, but why ruin Pinza's racket? I do one of my own.
Let's choo 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 to Idaho. Come on, let's go. Let's choo 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 to Idaho. So, Mr. Engineer, let's hear that whistle blow to let 'em know we're on our way to Idaho. Hey there, fella. Soon we'll be in Pocatello and then Sun Valley. According to my Rand McNally, tell the folks back home and shy. Tell them toodaloo goodbye. Let's choo 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 to Idaho. What a trip, it's terrific on that Union Pacific. What a change from that covered wagon day. If those old 49ers had these up-to-date streamliners, they'd commute clear from Butte to Iowa. So hey there, fella, here we go through Pocatello and there's Sun Valley. According to my Rand McNally, tell the folks back home and shy. Tell them toodaloo goodbye, let's choo 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 to Idaho. Pardon me, folks, but if you ain't observed, I'd like to announce that our dinner's served. And glancing at the menu, I'm proud to say the chef is really cooking up a mess today. The four-course dinner is a work of art, and I most highly recommends our a la carte. The dining car is open, and it's straight ahead. The first one there is the first one fed. Now, it's a custom here, though it ain't the rule, that if you wait, if you wait in the vestibule. And folks on the counter, we aims to please. We the latest and the greatest in facilities. I just got word from the engineer. The green light is shining and the track is clear. We breaking every record and I ain't surprised, cause she's a mighty locomotive and she's dieselized. From east to west, from coast to coast, the Union Pacific is a FOMO. So hey there, porter, when we pass Nebraska's border, lay my suits out, get my spurs and western boots out. If I'm going west today, might as well go all the way. Yippee-i-yo, let's choo-choo-choo to Idaho. Come on, let's go, let's choo-choo-choo to Idaho. Come on, let's go, let's choo-choo-choo to Idaho.
Where have you been? It's 7 o'clock. We have to leave for the theater.
Honey, don't jump on me. I've been all over town trying to get tickets for Mr. Scott, and now I can't get them. And that Scotty's going to hate me. The whole Rexall company will be against me. When the family druggist meets me on the street, he won't say, good evening.
You better call Mr. Scott and tell him.
Keep trying to tell you. It's too late. The Scots have probably left for the theater already. Besides, I haven't given up yet. Maybe somebody at the theater will sell me their tickets. But let's get going. Let's try something.
I got to pick up Tondaleo. I'll meet you at the theater.
Try to get most of the tar off of her, will you, Dad?
I'll scrape her down.
Do that.
Have you had any luck, Phil?
No. Nobody wants to sell tickets to a great show like this.
Well, have you tried the box
office? Don't be ridiculous. There isn't a chance in the world of them having any tickets.
Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing when the Scots show up and
we don't have... Well, Curly, did you get the tickets for Scotty?
No, I didn't. And where have you been?
I had to wait for Tondaleo. She had trouble with her pancake makeup. Made the batter a little too thick.
Frankie, please.
She broke out in biscuits.
Oh. Will you stop, Milton? I'm in enough trouble already.
Where is Tondaleo, Frankie?
I left her out in the car. I always wait for the house lights to go out before I sneak her in. Saves a lot of explanation.
Remley, please. Can't you understand? We got to try and get some tickets before
Well, hi, everybody. Is all going in to see the show?
Tondaleo, I told you to stay. Oh, it's Julius.
Hey, Julius. Hey, kid. You going to see the show?
Yeah. I just now walked up to the box office and got a cancellation.
Oh.
They were the last two tickets.
Remley. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Hey, Curly. Are we going to let him keep them?
What do you think? Just get him in a crowd, joshle him a little bit, and leave the rest to me. Julius, I want to talk to you a minute.
What do you want, Mr. Harris? And get your meat hook out of my pocket, because I got the tickets in my bosom.
Look, kid, why do you want to see this show? It's too deep for a childish mind to understand.
You going to see it?
Yeah.
Well, if your childish mind can understand it, why can't mine?
Oh, no, I don't mean that, Julius. You see, this show is all about love and kissing and well, that kind of stuff is too dull for young kids.
I got news for you, Mac. I ain't that young.
Look, kid, we'll give you $20 for those tickets.
I'm not interested.
All right, Remley, come over a minute. We ain't getting no place for this kid.
Yeah?
You can't get no... Alice, come over here a minute.
What do you want?
Look, Julius loves you. He'll do anything for you. Now, just lay a little charm on him and talk him out of those tickets.
Oh, Phil, I couldn't...
But you got to, honey. The Scots will be here any minute, and we got to have the tickets. Now, give it.
Okay. Julius, I want you to do me a favor, big boy.
What's on your mind, soulmate?
I want your two tickets.
You ain't gonna get them.
No use. This kid's outgrown you. We ain't gonna get them tickets away from you.
Now, wait a minute, Curly. I just got an idea. I think I can get the Scots in. I'll be right back.
Alice, if this doesn't work, I don't know what's...
Mrs. Harris? Mr. Harris?
Hello, folks.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Scott, too bad you showed up. I mean, we're so glad you showed up.
Well, Mr. Scott, we have some bad news. We were unable to get tickets for you.
You mean we're not going to see the show? But I went out and bought a $150 evening gown.
Oh, Mrs. Scott, this is our fault, so we'll make it up to you. We'll give you our tickets.
Well, that won't be necessary, Alice. I just saw the manager. He's a swell guy, and he's going to let the Scots in.
Bless you, Lefty.
Well, you better hurry up, Scotty. The manager's waiting at that door to pass you and Mrs. Scott in before they open the doors for the rest of the public.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Remley. Well, we'll see you all during intermission, folks.
Yeah. Remley, you're a baby doll. You know something?
Hmm?
Just to show my appreciation, I might let you put strings on your guitar next year.
Say, we'd better get in, Phil.
Yeah, the overture's done.
Crowd. I thought we'd never get in.
Yeah, I wonder where Mr. and Mrs. Scott are sitting.
Well, come on, let's find our seats before the show starts.
Yeah. Uh-oh. There's the usherette over there. She'll take us down. Oh, miss, will you please show us to our seats?
Yes. Let me see your tickets.
Mrs. Scott! What are you doing with that flashlight? You ain't an usher, are you?
I ain't a coal miner. If I didn't want to see this show so badly,
Oh, Remley, what did you do?
It was the only way I could get him in.
Oh, gee. Mrs. Scott, I'm awfully sorry, but believe me, I had nothing to do with this, and I want to apologize to Mr. Scott. Where is he?
He's right over there.
Mr. Scott!
Peanut! Get your hot-buttered plenamins. Cola pop.
Mr. Scott.
Ice cold orangeade. Harris, you're fired. Correct. Nothing sold during the performance.
Oh, Rem.
Get your MI 31. The camera's going to show them.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But first, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Quite often, customers ask me why I so heartily recommend Rexall aspirin. And I tell them there are two reasons. First, each Rexall aspirin tablet contains 5 full grains of pure aspirin. And second, Rexall aspirin tablets disintegrate so rapidly.
You mean they dissolve real fast?
No, ma'am. I mean they disintegrate real fast.
But what's the difference?
A great deal, ma'am. You see, aspirin itself is almost insoluble in water, and it's also too fine to hold together in tablet form. So a way had to be found to bind it with an ingredient that would quickly disintegrate, that is, break up the tablet, so the aspirin itself would immediately be free to do its job.
I see. The aspirin can't do any good until it's free from the tablet.
Exactly, ma'am. And that's why Rexall scientists developed a binder so low in moisture content that it begins to expand and pull apart the very second it comes in contact with water. That means that when swallowed with water, the aspirin in a Rexall aspirin tablet is ready to go to work for you even before it reaches your stomach.
Well, I'd say that's pretty fast.
Well, ma'am, 10,000 family druggists think so. And it's one more reason why they tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Folks, this is Phil again, and I'd like to tell you that Jackson and I are right in the middle of our nationwide tour with our stage show. And believe me when I tell you, it's a wonderful 2-hour show. With Jackson playing the violin, beautiful film star Vivian Blaine, Rochester, and my whole original band, and many wonderful extra acts, all in person. We appear in Cleveland tonight. Tomorrow, Monday, we're playing Pittsburgh. This Tuesday, we'll be in Buffalo. Wednesday in Toronto. Thursday in Syracuse. Friday in Montreal. Saturday in Boston. And then next Sunday in the big town itself, New York. Tickets are on sale now, and we do hope that you'll come to see us. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed by Paul Phillips. Next time you start to buy vitamins, remember that Plenamins, Rexall's popular multivitamin capsules, are the only multivitamins that give you more than your daily minimum requirement of every vitamin for which such requirements have been established, plus valuable liver concentrate and iron, as well as other factors of the B complex. Ask for Plenamins, Plenamins, at Rexall drugstores everywhere. And remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Next, Sam Spade, then Sterling Holloway and Theater Guild on NBC.